Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
David Cruz in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Last year, the American Association of Pediatrics upped their recommended age for starting babies on solid food from 4 to 6 months. But a recent CDC study found that many parents make that switch as early as 4 weeks, sometimes under advice from their doctors. It's true that babies don't come with an instructional manual, but why are so many people getting this basic advice wrong? Dr. Sally Finley is a professor of population and family health and of sociomedical sciences at Columbia's Mailman School of Public Health. Dr. Finley, welcome to WNYC.
Hello there.
So why is this a big deal? What are the immediate risks of introducing solid foods too soon?
Well, the risks of introducing solid foods too soon really relate to how the child is going to develop down the road. And one of the things that happens if children eat solid foods too soon, their digestive systems can't handle it. They're really not ready for it. And it sets them up for problems. And one of the problems it sets them up for is a tendency then to be more prone to putting on weight. So here we are. We have an obesity epidemic, a problem of overweight, and it starts really in infancy. So if the kids get the solid food too soon, the studies show that it increases the risk of them being overweight by age 3 by between 2 to 6 times, depending on the study. And then once the child's overweight by age 3, then that sets them up for being overweight, continuing all the way through their childhood and into adolescence. So it can be a serious problem if you introduce the foods too early.
All right, we don't have a lot of time, but we do want to get some listener calls in here. Listeners, where did you get your information about when to transition your baby to solid food, and what did you hear? Do you follow advice of so-called mommy blogs, or do you only trust your doctor? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Dr. Finley, and when we talk about solid food, we mean anything besides breast milk or formula, right?
That's correct. Usually it's going to be cereal, like rice cereal or oat cereal, the kinds of things that you can get at the store. But sometimes it can be baby fruits, you know, things in the jars.
Right. This study suggests that doctors and other medical professionals are giving their parents, their patients, misleading information. Why wouldn't they know about or follow these recommendations about the first 6 months?
Well, one of the most important things I want to point out is that this study is based on data from 2005 to 2007, which is 6 years ago. And at that time, it was still recommended that it's okay to give your child a solid food from age 4 months on. At this time, those recommendations have changed by the American Academy of Pediatrics, WIC, also the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children has also changed to 6 months and after. So the study is really reporting on things that have happened before. I think now the AAP has really come out much more strongly that healthcare providers have a duty, have a responsibility to talk with parents about what are they doing with their kids in terms of promoting breastfeeding until 6 months of age and delaying the introduction of solid foods until the children are really ready. Before, when this study was done, the physicians were not as involved, it wasn't sort of on their radar screen that this was really important. Though those recommendations have been changed, and we're involved, there are studies that are going to be coming out that will be reflecting these changes.
So your sense is that this problem is kind of correcting itself?
Well, the data that we're getting from our own analysis in WIC, from the WIC participants here in New York, show that yes, in our sample that we've been doing statewide in New York, we show that only 25% of the families are now introducing their child to solid food before 6 months of age, which is the recommendation. So I think we all need to stay tuned. We need to keep on listening to those recommendations and paying attention to them. It's a serious matter.
All right, let's get a call in here. Evelyn is in Queens. Evelyn, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Thanks. So go ahead with your question.
No, my question is not the question. It's, I'm just stating my grandmother.
Okay.
My grandmother used to, I had problems with my 24-year-old, and she said I can give him cereal, and he was 3 months old. And I gave him cereal, and he was fine. And he's 24 years old, and he's skinny, he's a rail. He never had a weight problem.
So does that prove or disprove anything, doctor?
I think,
the recommendations are, by 6 months of age is recommended. Some children can develop this, the signs that they're ready before then. And I think one of the most important things, and perhaps you knew this, is, you know, is your child really ready? Is the child sitting up? Are they interested in food? Are they actually able to swallow? A lot of kids can't do that early.
Let's talk to Kathleen in Hoboken. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much. So I'm the mother of a six-month-old, and I went to my four-month visit with the pediatrician. The pediatrician said, okay, your baby's ready to start solid foods, and gave us this little handout from Gerber and sent us on our way. But thankfully, I've been attending La Leche League meetings for breastfeeding mothers, and, you know, it's their stance, their recommendation that you only breastfeed exclusively for 6 months. So, you know, I continue with that, but and we'll be starting solid foods within the next week or two. However, I find a lot of, you know, there's a lot of pressure too from the older generation, from the mothers and the grandmothers, you know, the baby's great grandmothers and grandmothers saying he's hungry, you need to feed him, you need to start on solid foods. So he'll sleep better, he'll, you know, he'll grow better, all of that. So
do I hear your baby near you?
Yeah, John, yeah.
Can we talk to John right now real quick? No, I'm just kidding. But
he's smiling at the phone. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Kathleen, for your call.
Yeah.
But, doctor, I was making a joke, but is there any point where the baby tells you when they want solid food? I mean, obviously, they're not talking at 4 months, but is there something that parents can get a cue from?
Well, there are certain cues that the baby – and one of the things that is the most important is they have to be able to sit up alone. They have to hold their head steady, and they have to be alert that there's food. They're going to see food, and they're going to open their mouth, and they're actually going to be able to take the food from the spoon. So the caller who just called in, and baby John, you know, I think that they're following the recommendations to keep on doing exclusive breastfeeding. But if parents see these signs earlier, then they may be ready. But I would always talk to my healthcare provider. If you're a participant in WIC, talk to the WIC nutrition counselor and say, gosh, my child's doing this. Is the child ready? And get confirmation, because sometimes you may think that the child's ready and they're not quite ready yet.
Do maybe this is an old wives' tale, but do solid foods, I mean, parents that I have talked to have said, you know, this when a child turns to solid foods, it's going to help them sleep better. I mean, is that an old wives' tale, or is there some medical background for that?
I couldn't find any studies to that effect. You know, I think that children have different sleep patterns, and it's not related to whether they have cereal in their stomach. There doesn't appear to be any evidence that I could find, nor could the authors of this study that was published this week find any evidence to that effect. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to put it in that category of old wives' tale of, you know, people observe something, they say, oh, I gave cereal, and they sleep better.
Right.
Well, some kids will get cereal, and they'll have diarrhea, and they won't sleep better.
Right. Good point. So is the transition to solid food seen as kind of a milestone for parents, like a baby's first steps or potty training? Could that be a factor in the decision to switch sooner? My baby got started at 4 months as opposed to somebody else's baby who got started at 6 months.
Oh, I see what you mean. I don't think that it's seen in the same light as walking or talking. And I think even for most of those developmental milestones, every child develops at a different pace. And I think that considering it as a, something that must be done at a certain age, walking by 12 months or potty training by whatever age, you know, it's these are simply guidelines, kind of expectations, but we know every child is different. So I'm all for, in a sense, kind of loosening up that sense that I have to do something by a certain age. I think
Right. Parents,
the most important thing for parents is to be able to understand what's going on with their child and to nurture the child who is their child and is ready for things when that child's ready.
So from a public health standpoint, how important is this issue?
Well, it is important because, as I said earlier, there are studies that show that the children who are fed solids too early are also going to be the ones who are more likely to put on weight too quickly. And,
right.
And if you put on weight too quickly when you're an infant,
health problems follow soon after that.
Or not only overweight, but once you've got the overweight problem, you can also be set up way, way down the road.
Right.
Things like diabetes.
I have to leave it there. Dr. Sally Finley is a professor of population and family health and of sociomedical sciences at Columbia's Mailman School of Public Health. David Cruz in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Next hour, Jim McGreevy. Stay tuned.